Okay, so have you ever felt like your body is just kind of fighting an uphill battle? Like you're always trying to catch up on energy, you're just dealing with those pesky chronic issues that just won't go away? What if I told you there might be a way to like totally hit the reset button on your system?
I think it is fascinating to think about these therapies that can offer a sort of deep reboot, right? That can really help us revitalize and kind of get back to a place of well-being.
That's a great way to put it, a deep reboot. And that is exactly what we are diving into today in this exploration of EBU therapy. We've got a lot of really cool sources to draw from, expert interviews from YouTube channels like Alive and Well, Naturopathic Specialists, LLC, even Joy Kong MD, plus some info from Charleston Pain Relief Center. And we'll even be tapping into some medical journal insights as well.
So much good stuff to unpack here. And, our listeners, you guys are smart. You're busy. You want to get to the good stuff quickly and efficiently. So our mission today is to figure out who can really benefit from this EBO therapy, what conditions it might help with, and how it's kind of made its way into the mainstream here in America.
Love it. All right, let's get to it. So first things first, what exactly is this EBO thing? Well, it stands for extracorporeal blood oxygenation and ozonation. Now, I know when you hear about blood being taken out of the body and then put back in, you probably think of dialysis, right?
Yeah, that's a very common association to make.
Yeah.
And Dr. Yoshi Rum, he's one of our experts, actually made a really good point about this. While both processes involve moving blood outside the body, EBU is not about kidney function like dialysis is. It has a totally different purpose.
Gotcha. So let's break it down in simple terms. What happens during an EBO treatment?
Well, basically, some of your blood is drawn out. It goes through this process where it gets treated with oxygen and ozone and sometimes even light. And then it gets gently put back into your body. So that's the gist of it. That's what we're seeing consistently across our sources.
Okay, interesting. So it sounds like it's more than just a simple blood transfusion, right? There's this treatment element involved.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that EBO is actually considered a more advanced form of medical ozone therapy. Amy Bickford from Alive. And well, she described it as a more advanced application of medical ozone. So it's kind of taking things to the next level.
I'm intrigued. So tell me more about these advanced aspects. What makes EBO so special?
Well, think of it this way. It's not just one thing happening. It can involve this whole system that works with your blood, kind of like dialysis, but with a twist. It could be used to target these larger particles in your blood alongside the oxygen and ozone treatment. And sometimes there's even this really cool thing called hemolumen light therapy being used. But Dr. Rom did mention that not all EBO treatments include the light component, so there's some variation out there.
Wow, a lot going on there. So let's unpack it bit by bit. What exactly are these larger particles that this system is targeting in the blood?
So we're talking about things like heavy metals, cholesterol byproducts from petroleum, and even cellular debris, basically stuff your body wants to get rid of.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like stuff you want hanging around in your system.
Right. And that's where the ozone comes in. It basically floods your blood with oxygen, which helps break down those larger particles. Plus, it can be really effective against things like mold viruses and bacteria. Alive and Well and Naturopathic Specialists both highlighted this. So it's like giving your blood a major cleaning boost.
So ozone is kind of like a superhero for your blood. It's cleansing and energizing.
Exactly. And then you have the light therapy, which is super interesting. When light is part of the EBO process, your blood is exposed to a whole spectrum of light, different wavelengths like UVA, UVC, red, blue, green, amber, sometimes even near infrared. This can help neutralize even more pathogens. And it also does something really crucial. It stimulates your mitochondria, the little powerhouses in your cells that produce energy. Dr. Rom was really big on the benefits of using a full spectrum of light for this.
It's amazing how light can have such a profound impact on our bodies. I remember Dr. Rom also mentioned something about a special type of tubing used in the light therapy. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah, that's a cool detail. They often use this specialized tubing that actually rotates the blood as it's exposed to the light source. So it makes sure that more of the blood actually gets exposed to the therapeutic light, kind of like making sure all the leaves on a plant get enough sunlight.
That's a really cool way to optimize the treatment. So with all of these amazing techniques and benefits, who stands to gain the most from EBO? I bet that's what a lot of our listeners are thinking right now.
You're absolutely right. And our sources highlight a pretty wide range of people who might see benefits. People dealing with those tough chronic conditions, like mold exposure, the Epstein-Barr virus, chronic Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome. These are all things that we see mentioned over and over again in terms of people finding relief and improvement through EBO.
Yeah, those are some serious health challenges that can really affect your quality of life.
No kidding. And then we also see potential benefits for people struggling with autoimmunity and chronic inflammation. Those came up a lot across our sources, including Charleston Pain Relief Center and Dr. Rom. And eBOS is also being looked at as a way to address heavy metal buildup in the body.
Makes sense. So what about some of the newer health challenges that people are facing? Are there any potential benefits for those as well?
Absolutely. Long COVID symptoms are definitely on the radar, alive and well. Well, specifically mentioned that eBOS could potentially offer some support there. And our medical journal dives also pointed to research involving conditions like fibromyalgia and COPD.
Wow, so we're talking about a pretty diverse range of health concerns here.
We are, and it doesn't stop there. The folks at Charleston Pain Relief Center, they suggest that eBOG could be beneficial for a whole host of other issues too. Like if you're dealing with low energy, a weakened immune system needing detoxification support, recovering from a chronic illness, experiencing joint pain, dealing with oxidative stress, or even just looking to boost your overall vitality and mental clarity and support healthy aging, EBOG could be something to consider.
So even if you're not dealing with a specific diagnosed condition, but just feeling a bit run down or wanting to be proactive about your health, it could still be helpful.
That's the idea. And it's always great to hear real-life examples, right? Well, naturopathic specialists shared some really cool stories about people finding relief from things like trigger finger and just general aches and pains. And Dr. Rom, he had some great insights from his own practice. He talked about seeing improvements in mental clarity, energy levels, even motivation, sleep quality, and digestion in his patients who were dealing with things like mold and Lyme. He also mentioned the potential for eBOS to help people with autoimmune issues, brain fog, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. It's pretty impressive.
It really sounds like it could be a game changer for a lot of people. So, with all these potential benefits, how did eBOS actually become available to people in America?
Well, that's a pretty cool story in itself. Dr. Rom pointed out that while eBOS has been used in other countries like Malaysia for a long time, even decades, it's actually relatively new here in the U.S. It's only really started gaining traction in the last few years.
So this wasn't something you could just easily find a few years ago.
Not at all. And get this, Dr. Rom shared this amazing story about how he actually built his own eBOS machine at the beginning of the pandemic because there was no training available here in the U.S. at the time. Talk about dedication, right?
Wow, building his own machine. That's incredible.
It
That really shows how limited access was back then.
really does. He also mentioned that there were only a handful of practitioners in the entire country offering EBO in those early days. But as word spread and people started experiencing the benefits, more and more healthcare providers have begun to offer it. He even said people were flying from all over the U.S. just to receive the treatment initially.
Wow, so the demand was clearly there from the start.
Big time. And Dr. Rom believes that the growing understanding of how powerful ozone and light therapy can be when combined has been a big driver of EBO's popularity. People are really starting to see the potential of this approach for supporting their overall health.
And I'm sure the possibility of seeing faster results with minimal downtime, as mentioned by Charleston Pain Relief Center, is a big plus too. People are busy. They want solutions that fit into their lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and thinking, this EBO therapy sounds like it could be something that could really help me.
We encourage you to take the next step. Charleston Pain Relief and Wellness Center in North Charleston, South Carolina. They offer EB full spectrum therapy. Click the link below to learn more and set up a free phone consultation to discuss your specific needs and see if this treatment is right for you.
It's incredible to think about all the ways our bodies strive for balance and well-being. What other exciting and innovative paths to greater health and vitality might you discover on your journey?
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into EB therapy. We'll see you next time.